friends, we gather this day on the traditional and unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation.
May we always dwell in this land with respect and peace.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May he fill our hearts with joy.
May God be with you.
And also with you.
Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life. Give us grace to love one another and walk in the way of his commandments, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from the Book of Acts. Now, the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God?" When they heard this, they were silenced, and they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thank you.
je vis un ciel nouveau et une terre nouvelle, car le premier ciel et la première terre ont disparu et la mer n'est plus. Et la cité sainte, la Jérusalem nouvelle, je la vis qui descendait du ciel, d'auprès de Dieu, comme une épouse qui s'est parée pour son époux. Et j'entendis, venant du trône, une voix forte qui disait, « Voici la demeure de Dieu avec les hommes, il demeurera avec eux. Ils seront ses peuples et lui sera le Dieu qui est avec eux. Il essuiera toute larme de leurs yeux. La mort ne sera plus. Il n'y aura plus ni deuil, ni cri, ni souffrance, car le monde ancien a disparu. Et celui qui siège sur le trône dit, « Voici, je fais toutes ces choses nouvelles. » Puis il dit, « Écris, ces paroles sont certaines et véridiques. » Et il me dit, « C'en est fait, je suis l'alpha et l'oméga, le commencement et la fin. À celui qui a soif, je donnerai de l'eau, de la source d'eau vive gratuitement. » Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
God be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus.
When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the love of Christ fill us. Amen. The Bible is a large book, or rather a book of books, or rather a library of books. And we make the daring effort to try to read all of them in church. Our church tradition places a high value on proclaiming them in four texts per Sunday. And with four texts on this or any Sunday, it's very difficult to go in depth in all of them, but at least it keeps them on our radar, because the time will come, perhaps on another day, when one of the four texts that we don't know well speaks to us and calls us in a special way in our present moment. So although we do our best to keep all this fullness of Scripture in our awareness, the Bible is a big book, and there are passages we never get to read in Sunday worship. We consign them to Bible study, so at least we cover them, but there's more text than we can possibly read in our three-year cycle through the Bible. Nevertheless, there are some readings that come up every year. So Christmas would be one where you would hear the same readings. And today is actually exceptional, because we have a reading that has come up twice this year, which must mean it's really important. And I don't know if you recognized it, but it was actually the gospel reading that you just heard. A new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. That came up in Holy Week, the final week of Jesus's life. Just over a month ago, we began with Palm Sunday, Jesus entering Jerusalem. The week ended with Jesus rising from the tomb on Easter Sunday. And in that week, working backwards, the crucifixion was on Friday. Thursday was the Last Supper. And at that supper, Jesus washed the disciples' feet. And we took as our lesson from that, because it's in the reading, that as Christians, we follow his leadership by serving others. But the lesson Jesus really wanted us to get from that day was this second half of the Maundy Thursday reading about loving one another. It is so important that Holy Thursday, the Thursday in Holy Week, is actually called Maundy Thursday. And Maundy is an old-style English contraction that comes from the Latin mandatum. Holy Thursday is actually Commandment Thursday, because the commandment to love one another has become our name for that day. Loving one another is that important. So Jesus says it's a new commandment, and we might wonder how new it actually is. In the past couple decades, we've come to a renewed place in interfaith relationships. It's something I work in, and one of those relationships is our relationship with a synagogue, a Reformed synagogue. And so I have come to enjoy our Jewish friends and their take on things. So there is a Jewish annotated New Testament by Amy Jill Levine, a rabbi who is a professor of New Testament at Vanderbilt University in Nashville. Her books are much quoted by progressive churches. She has one called Short Stories by Jesus, which is all about his parables. And her latest book is called Jesus for Everyone, Not Just Christians. I read in the introduction that she wanted to call it Jesus for Atheists, but then she decided Christians should read it too. I've actually quoted her before, and I started reading this new book, Jesus for Everyone, Not Just Christians, and I started noticing a pattern to how she does her commentary as a Jew on Christianity. First of all, she gives a red flag to any interpretations that might lead down the road to anti-Semitism. And when you read her commentary in that way, you realize you've probably heard sermons that did that way of interpreting. You just didn't realize it at the time. And she draws it out for you to see how an interpretation might be problematic. We had one of those readings today. It is Peter's dream with all those creatures getting lowered from heaven. Now, we take the lovely message, God loves everyone. You know, Peter could eat all those creatures, therefore God loves everyone. But Rabbi Amy Jill Levine says, it's a real put down of Jews living the 613 commandments. We think perhaps of all those rules and dietary laws as, well, if you don't behave and obey these, God doesn't love you. But for the Jews we've met at Temple Israel, it is their joy to have a rule of life and do what they can to live those commandments. It's not a burden. It's about identity and joy. So Amy Jill Levine says, Peter's dream is problematic, and watch how you interpret it. So with that caution in mind, we can now jump to the end, which says, God's love is for everyone. And in fact, we say it along with Jews, because Jews also receive conversions, at least in the Reform and conservative traditions. You have to make an appointment 3 times to ask the rabbi if you can convert. And then they say yes. And if you go to any synagogue, you will see people who will tell you which church they used to go to. There's an attractiveness to it for some, and they find their home there. The other thing that Amy Jill Levine does is she points out interpretations that dig deep back into what we call the Old Testament. And so when Jesus says, I'm giving you a new commandment, it's great. You know, you go down to her commentary in that part of the New Testament, and she says, No, that's not new, because it's in Leviticus. Love your neighbor and love the stranger is in Leviticus. You can't say that is new. Well, I'm going to argue with this one. I think all of this is a very valuable corrective that we're at this place between Christians and Jews, because our two traditions emerged in the first century as rivals to each other, and sometimes oppressed rival groups do lateral violence towards each other. And so the history of Jews and Christians in the first century, harsh things were said on both sides, neither behaved well, and it's great that we're in a better place of being interested in each other's worship and in each other's texts. But what Jesus says, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Here's where I'm going to part ways with Rabbi Amy Jill Levine. Her book, Jesus for Everyone, focuses on Jesus' view about economics, Jesus' view about healthcare and healing, Jesus' view about family values. And it's all progressive. The way she describes it, she would feel very comfortable in our community. It's all progressive. But I notice what she leaves out. Jesus for Everyone has no reference to Jesus having anything to say about suffering or sacrifice or death or resurrection. And when I looked at the book that way, I thought, well, is it a rabbi's job to point those things out? Or is that on us as Christians to say, this is Jesus for us? We need to do the work. So yes, when Jesus said, love one another, he was in good company. In fact, many Christians have the shortcut that the Old Testament is full of judgment and sin, and the New Testament is about love. And it's an unfair generalization. There's a lot of love in the Old Testament scriptures. There's a fair amount of judgment in the New Testament scriptures. She does a good job of getting us to appreciate the rest of the Bible. But what she skipped over there is Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. That as I have loved you is our challenge. Here we are in the Easter season, in which among our Easter and Easter season gospels, Thomas said, I won't believe he's resurrected unless I put my hands in the wounds. And when Jesus appears, he says, my Lord and my God. And when Jesus is then with the disciples, he says, I am the good shepherd, as in that window, when God is the shepherd. The Christian conclusion is that Jesus is God. And that is, we've taken a different road from our Jewish family. We've taken a different road. But it is how the church came to be. We came to the conclusion that Jesus is the Son of God and part of God along with the Holy Spirit. It's all God. And then we work out, what does it mean to love as God loves us? How are we going to love each other the way God loves us? So, we could have a long conversation on how do we love the way God loves. It might take us each on a separate journey of what that means for you, what that means for me. But I want to suggest two things about what it means to love the way God loves. First, how we do community. Loving one another is something you do with people. It's about real warmth. It's about real opportunities to be together and recognize that each person you talk to is made in God's image. It's about being like the 12 were together, but recreating that in deep friendships. Secondly, it's about helping. How we love the way God loves has to be about helping. So that one you can break up into a number of things, right? How the church congregation helps. Well, we have our thrift shop. We help those who have needs with our thrift shop. Our Anglican diocese has Belong Ottawa and The Well downstairs. So on an organizational level, we help people who get 3 meals a day in our building and a safe place. And then to go even larger, the Anglican Church of Canada, well, what was the Primate's World Relief and Development Fund, now alongside HOPE, we help where there have been disasters. And it's important to us. You can see by when we have our promotions of each of these ministries, how supportive this community is. You can see it. But helping is also you. What is your personal practice of helping? That's your personal journey of how you love the way God loves. What is your personal practice of helping other people? One of the beautiful things about community is we get to encourage each other about those things. You can think about what your practices are, but coming together, we get to say, I love how you do that. And I hope you have people you say that to. I love how you do that. Of course, there's way more to loving the way Jesus loves. I mean, there was the cross and the resurrection. There was death in there. But this is a start. How we do community and how we help. We love one another the way Jesus loves us. Amen.
Thank you. Today's scripture readings tell us about praise, inclusion, love, newness, and welcoming. Let us offer our prayers in the spirit of openness, care, conviction, and the sure knowledge of God's love for us, saying, God of all, and responding, hear our prayer. We give thanks for the beauty and wonder of the world around us. Today we praise the Lord for tulips, all spring blossoms, and rain for gardens to grow. We pray for our earth, our island home that sustains us. May we protect the earth and not prey upon it. God of all, hear our prayer. Creator God, St. John gave us a vision of a new heaven and a new earth. We pray for an end to hatred, an end to war, an end to violence, so that your people can live new lives in peace and harmony. May we all know freedom and relief from oppression and have dignity as the sons and daughters of God. God of all, hear our prayer. Jesus said, I give you a new commandment to love one another. Let us testify to God's love shown perfectly in Christ and recommit ourselves to love one another as a community of faith. We pray for Anne, our acting primate and metropolitan, Chris, our national indigenous archbishop, and Shane, our bishop. We pray for Gary, Alan, Pat and Christine, Kimberly, Carrie, Nick and Jesse, Monica and Barb, the staff and clients of the well, the thrift shop, and all volunteers who contribute to the rich life of this parish. We pray for all governments and world leaders. May the gospel message of hope and redemption inform and direct their actions. Here we pray for Mark, our Prime Minister, Doug and Francois, our premiers, Maud and Mark, our mayors. May they all serve with integrity, compassion, and justice for all. God of all, comfort and relieve all those who are sick, injured, bereaved, or distressed, remembering especially Bill Broughton, Audrey Lawrence, James, Alice, David, Inga, and Doug. And according to their needs, enable them to draw strength from you. God of all, hear. We remember before God all those who have died or whose anniversaries of death fall at this time. God of all, may the same God give us grace to love one another and walk in the ways of welcome and mercy. Today we are invited to join everyone and everything in singing our praises to God. Amen.
Thank you.
qui surpasse toute intelligence garde vos cœurs et vos esprits et les chiens dans la connaissance et l'amour de Dieu et de son Fils Jésus-Christ, notre Sauveur. Et la bénédiction de Dieu Tout-Puissant, Père, Fils et Saint-Esprit descende sur vous, demeure parmi vous et demeure à jamais. Amen.